on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Well, there's one story across all the papers this morning, which is Coolock, the Irish Daily Star, mob law, the Irish Daily Mirror, mob fury, the Irish Sun, clash and burn, asylum site torched as cops battle thugs, the Irish Daily Mail, deplorable, at least 15 arrested as protesters clash with Gardaí at site earmarked for asylum seekers, squad cars attacked, pepper spray used as missiles thrown, Justice Minister appalled at criminal behaviour. The Irish Independent, day of mayhem. Gardaí have charged 15 people over public order incidents after violence broke out on what's called a day of mayhem at a site for asylum seekers in Dublin. One of those arrested was a prominent far-right agitator who's been at multiple anti-asylum seeker protests, and Gardaí are combing through dozens of videos on social media posted of the violence because, of course, we had so many images emerging on social media yesterday from Coolock, so the Gardaí will be poring over those and lots of photographs of people with masks and balaclavas on yesterday in Coolock too. They describe it as an anti-migrant protest. There were some people who were peacefully protesting against their concerns about migrants moving into their area, but a lot of it was just pure violence and probably nothing to do with anti-immigrant sentiment. Anyway, more on News Talk Breakfast this morning about that and throughout the day here on News Talk. And of course, it is before the courts, so some will be limited in what they can say. The Irish Examiner also has it on the front page. Arson may lead to terror charges. So some of those behind what happened yesterday could face terror charges. And there's a photograph of Gardaí detaining a protester. Quite a dramatic picture by Niall Carson on the front of the Irish Examiner. The other main story on the front of that paper is an interesting time in Brussels this week. Ursula von der Leyen is facing a vote in the European Parliament on Thursday to confirm her nomination for another term as President of the European Commission. However, Fianna Fáil MEPs are going to vote against her. One MEP says he believes her support of Israel has stopped the EU from being an honest broker in the Middle East. And we are told that Ursula cannot count on blanket support from any of the political groupings in Brussels, and the Fianna Fáil contingent has long made known its opposition to a second term for Ursula von der Leyen. Billy Kelleher said he couldn't vote for her despite engagements from both herself and colleagues in Fianna Fáil who I trust and respect. So we'll see what happens with that. Big vote on Thursday for Ursula von der Leyen. The Irish Times on the front page says burning solid fuels like coal, peat and wood for heat over a long period is associated with poorer mental health and well-being in older people living in Ireland. This is new research from the ESRI, which is looking at what burning solid fuels does to the mental health of older people, and apparently higher annual levels of particulate matter are significantly associated with higher depression and anxiety, according to the study. It would beg the question, what would their mental health be like if they weren't warm in their home as well? But there are, of course, other ways of heating homes rather than burning solid fuels. Trump and his running mate dominate the front pages as well. The Irish Times: Donald Trump has selected J.D. Vance, a Republican senator from Ohio, as his running mate, elevating a politician who once criticised the former president but has since become one of his most stalwart defenders. If you are on, particularly on Twitter, on X, you'll be familiar with this J.D. Vance guy. Lots of interesting comments from him, certainly. It would be quite a change to have him as a vice president. The Daily Telegraph: Trump's pick for VP is hillbilly senator. That's how he's been described on the Telegraph. He's picked a firebrand US senator as his running mate last night, promising to unite the nation. So you say you're going to unite the nation, and then you pick someone like J.D. Vance to be your running mate. And just, it's amazing how people can change their views. So when Trump first came out as a candidate and as president back in 2016, J.D. Vance described Donald Trump as America's Hitler, and he called him a cultural heroine. But he later reinvented himself and grew close to the Trump family. And this guy is a prominent skeptic of Western support for Ukraine. And he says that Joe Biden's administration should be negotiating with Vladimir Putin. So we'll see what happens. We heard in the news there, Joe Biden criticising J.D. Vance and saying, look what he has to say about Trump. Inside the papers then, the Irish Daily Star has an exclusive that Gardaí are considering plans to double the amount of armed officers deployed to protect cabinet ministers. These are cabinet bodyguards and they'd be armed detectives. A review of the current ministerial protection system is underway at Garda headquarters and it's likely to result very shortly in each cabinet member having two full-time armed bodyguards. Obviously, there are concerns about politicians' safety, not least at the weekend with Donald Trump, but we've had plenty of incidents where we have politicians in this country who feel that their security has been compromised, and now we're looking at doubling the amount of cabinet bodyguards, according to the Star. It's not best international practice what we have here at the moment. Staying with politics, Bertie Ahern and the presidency, never far from the headlines. Bertie has said that if he enters the next presidential race, he'll be running to win. Obviously, much speculation about whether the former Taoiseach will seek the party Fianna Fáil nomination to run in the presidential election. So, according to the Irish Independent, Bertie Ahern has given an interview to Mary McAleese and Mary Kennedy, where he says his possible presidential bid is something he's asked about a lot. He says he can't walk 100 yards on the street when somebody doesn't raise it in some form or another. I thought it was just journalists who asked Bertie about running for president, but he says he can't walk down the street, but people are coming up to him asking him to be president. And he says if he does run, he'll be running to win. Well, I suppose he wouldn't run to lose, would you? So he wants to run to win if he does run. So it's all still sort of vague. He probably will try and go for it, you'd imagine. Staying with the Irish Independent, dermatologists are warning about social media users falling for dangerous misinformation online about sunscreen. Just incredible how this information, first of all, can be spread on social media and secondly, is believed by people. So what they're saying is that online there are videos claiming that sunscreen has harmful chemicals which cause cancer or toxins that seep into the bloodstream. Influencers claim that sun cream is unnatural, carcinogenic and contains toxins that seep into the blood. One video where the creator urged viewers to opt for a good diet so the body can produce its own sunscreen gained more than 400,000 views on TikTok. And now dermatologists are warning about this, including here in Ireland. Dublin dermatologist Katrina Ryan taking to social media to push back against the inaccuracies, saying that they are rampant, toxic and dangerous. So just be aware of the online misinformation around sunscreen. Final story for you comes from the Irish Daily Mirror, which is the little things that bring us joy. Landing a funny joke, getting a good night's sleep and spending quality time with family and friends are among the little things which bring people joy. This is a survey of 2,000 adults which found that 88% appreciate small everyday things like laughing until your cheeks hurt, a great meal and sinking into a hot bubble bath. Other little pick-me-ups during a typical day include listening to a favourite song, walking in the country and the excitement of booking your next holiday. 57% of people enjoy time thinking about travelling. So not even travelling itself, but even thinking about going on holidays. 49% hope to spend more time with loved ones and 28% are keen to start a new hobby. Some of the other things which give us joy: a delicious slice of cake, seeing the sunrise, finishing a great book. Well, that'd depress me because I'd want to keep reading the book. Also, date night with their partner, a glass of wine after a busy day, and dancing to your favourite song. You can read more about that in the Mirror.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.